Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Ben Schneider. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the incident, then offer my analysis. Benjamin Paul Schneider was born on December 30, 1995, and lives in Los Angeles, California. In April 2015, Ben started a YouTube channel called Reckless Ben. He posted a variety of content, including pranks, stunts, and low-quality investigations into matters that were supposedly of public interest. Here are a few video titles that sum up his channel pretty well. The TV show Found Out I Was Secretly Filming Them, I'm Getting Sued, I'm Being Censored, I Stormed Area 51 and Led the Raid with a Plunger, I Snuck into Mexico, Running from Mall Security After Hours, I Infiltrated the Scariest Cults in the World, and We Never Learn. That last title alone actually captures the theme of the channel exceptionally well. Ben achieved phenomenal success. At the time I am making this video, he has about 750,000 subscribers, and his channel has been viewed 44 million times. Now moving to the timeline of the incident. Ben Schneider became involved in a business dispute involving two other parties. I will first provide a summary of the dispute, then move to Ben's involvement. The story starts in the state of Oregon. A resident named Brian Mansell and his 83-year-old father, Eric, collected Star Wars Lego sets for many years. Eventually, the collection comprised about 780 Lego sets and 1,200 rare minifigures. On November 22, 2023, Brian took the collection, now worth over $200,000, to a franchised Bricks and Minifigs store in Salem, Oregon. The franchisor is headquartered in the state of Utah. They run a chain of stores that resell Legos. Brian said that one of the co-owners of the Salem store franchise, Crystal Law, agreed to sell the Lego sets on consignment. 65% of the gross sales would go to Brian, and 35% would go to the store. Over the course of months, Crystal sold several Lego sets and paid Brian every month. Bricks and Minifigs Corporate, which again is the franchisor, took the store back from Crystal and sold it to new franchisees, Joshua Johnson and Brandon Best. According to the franchisor, they did this because Crystal was $175,000 in debt and notified them that she intended to abandon the franchise in November 2024. Crystal had a different story. She claimed that she never intended to abandon the Salem store, rather was looking to sell. She claimed the franchisor improperly kicked her out of the business. They seized control of the store and changed the locks that same evening without prior notice or compensation. Either way, when the seizure of the store occurred, Brian asked them to return the remaining Lego sets or pay him $80,000. According to court records filed by the franchisor, the franchisees told Brian that most of the Lego sets had already been sold by the previous franchisee. Brian visited the store and spoke to Joshua with the consignment agreement in hand. Joshua and Brandon allowed Brian to look at the Lego sets that were on display in the store, but Brian was unable to identify any of those as belonging to his collection. Eventually, the franchisees found a small number of Lego sets that could possibly be related to Brian's collection. The sets were worth between $2,000 and $5,000. They offered to return the sets, but the Mansell family allegedly refused. The franchisor claimed that for months after the confrontation in November 2024, Brian harassed Joshua, Brandon, and employees at the Salem, Oregon store. In addition, he allegedly posted negative reviews, filed complaints with the police, and contacted a podcast. Making contact with the podcast is what led to the involvement of Ben Schneider. Ben launched a quest to recover the losses that Brian and Eric allegedly sustained. This could be in the form of the Lego sets or money. Ben chronicled his investigative journey in a series of videos that he released in May 2026. Here's a summary of two of these videos, titled I Tracked Down the Thief Who Stole $200,000 of Lego and I Got Arrested Because of Legos. It is important to remember the videos represent Ben's version of events, which are disputed. In March 2026, Ben drove to the Bricks and Minifigs store in Salem, Oregon, and asked for Brian's Legos to be given to him. He was told by a store employee that he had to speak to someone in corporate, meaning the franchisor. Ben went to the corporate office in Utah. They told him to go back to the store. Ben went back to the store. The police were called, and he was trespassed from the property. He went back to the corporate office, and the police were called at that location. Ben then staged a few elaborate schemes that really didn't make any sense. He was trying to gather information and provoke a lawsuit. This resulted in the police being called again. Eventually, Ben claimed that he won in small claims court against Joshua and Brandon, but the franchisees closed the store to avoid paying him. Again, this is what Ben is saying. At this point, Ben decided that he needed to sue them personally in order to collect any money. He tried to serve them with a lawsuit at the corporate office, but the police were called. Ben then went to Joshua's house in American Fork, Utah. The police were called again. Ben was in a vehicle driven by an associate named Tyler. The police pulled the vehicle over, saying that Tyler ran a stop sign. Ben argued that the dash cam video showed otherwise. Either way, Ben was trespassed from Joshua's property. Ben then went to Brandon's house and was trespassed from that property. Later, the police searched Ben's vehicle, believing it may contain illicit substances, but they found nothing. Ben made his way back to an area near Joshua's house with an associate in his vehicle. He told the police that she was a process server and was trying to serve Joshua with a lawsuit. The police arrested Ben, then released him from jail. Later, the police searched an Airbnb where Ben and his associates were staying. The search warrant specified they were looking for Legos that may have been stolen. Ben was arrested after the search, even though no stolen Legos were found. Toward the end of the second video, Ben claimed there was an active warrant for his arrest, and he traveled to Mexico, where he believed he could not be arrested. In the two videos, the theme that emerges is really about injustice. Ben is claiming the police falsely accused him. He suggested they were in league with Joshua and Brandon because all of them were Mormon. He is confident that he has uncovered a major theft, and he is determined to help Brian and Eric Mansell obtain a fair outcome. In the videos, Ben is kind of murky on some of the details. He never provided a clear explanation about the conduct that led to him being arrested. Ben simply blamed the police for targeting him. He is always the victim and never admits any responsibility. The American Fork Police Department responded to Ben's claims about being unfairly arrested. Their story is very different than the one Ben would like people to believe. Here's what the police said. On March 8, 2026, Joshua Johnson called the police and reported a staged UPS delivery involving a man wearing a baseball cap with the UPS logo taped on it. The package that was delivered contained rubber ducks. When the police arrived, they confronted an associate of Ben's who told them that he had been hired to film Joshua. The police spotted a dark-colored Hyundai sedan and pulled it over for failing to stop before the stop line of a stop sign and for failing to stop completely. The driver of the vehicle was Ben's associate, Tyler. Ben was in the rear seat. Both Tyler and Ben were trespassed from Joshua's property. On the next day, March 9, 2026, Joshua called the police again. This time he reported that a man was at his front door ringing the doorbell and knocking. The police arrived and identified the man as an associate of Ben's named Christian. He claimed that Ben requested help in contacting Joshua and had told him to impersonate a church leader from Joshua's church. Christian was trespassed from Joshua's property, and he walked toward a Hyundai sedan. The police initiated a traffic stop of that vehicle and found it was occupied by Ben and Tyler. Believing Tyler could be impaired, they conducted a field sobriety test. No signs of impairment were detected. As this was happening, a police dog alerted to the presence of a controlled substance. The vehicle was searched, but no illegal substances were found. During the stop, Ben admitted that he and Tyler had delivered the package of rubber ducks to Joshua's house, claiming he wanted to gain Joshua's signature to forge a contract saying that Ben could not be trespassed from the property for 5 years. The police told Ben to stop sending individuals to Joshua's house. On March 10, 2026, Joshua's wife, Kay Lee, called the police and reported a woman standing at the door of her residence taking photographs. After this, Joshua called the police and said he was going to shoot someone as a result of the ongoing harassment. The police found a vehicle parked north of Joshua's residence. Ben and one of his associates named Sierra were inside. Ben said that he was involved in a court case and needed to serve Joshua with a lawsuit. He claimed that Sierra was his process server. The police tried to help Ben by serving the lawsuit to Joshua, but Joshua refused service, claiming the lawsuit was fraudulent and the situation was staged solely to produce content for YouTube. The police investigated and found out the lawsuit was legitimate, but it had already been served. As this was going on, the police noticed a sign that was located across from Joshua's residence. The sign depicted Joshua holding money while standing near an elderly man in a hospital bed. Ben admitted that he placed the sign. He was arrested for stalking. On March 11, 2026, Joshua called the police again. A group of Ben's associates were observed placing the same sign, or a replica of the sign, from the day before. The police confronted four individuals. One of them was named Sheldon. He said that he was engaged in a FaceTime call with Ben Schneider. At this point, the police believed they had enough evidence to arrest Ben for stalking because he was directing the activity. He had been sending people to Joshua's house. They learned that Ben was staying in an Airbnb in American Fork. An arrest warrant for Ben was issued for an additional count of stalking. The police also added a search for Legos to the warrant because the owner of the Airbnb overheard conversations about possible stolen Legos. The police arrested Ben at the house, but they did not find any stolen Legos. During one of his videos, Ben claimed that the police injured his right shoulder during the arrest. The police noted that the X-ray image Ben displayed in his video was of a left shoulder. Ultimately, in the state of Utah, Ben was charged with stalking, targeted residential picketing, disorderly conduct, and criminal trespass. All these charges are misdemeanors. He is scheduled to appear at a court hearing online on June 8, 2026. Ben claimed that there is an active warrant for his arrest. The police said there is no active warrant. Now moving to my analysis. The videos that Ben Schneider released about the Lego dispute are exceptionally popular. Overwhelmingly, viewers tend to side with Ben. They are convinced by the narrative that he put forth, this idea that the Legos were stolen and he was the victim of the American Fork Police Department. His videos have been viewed millions of times, whereas the video released by the police explaining their side of the story has only been viewed a few hundred thousand times. Ben is definitely winning the war of public opinion, but is that justified? Does the evidence support his arguments? First, I will look at the business dispute, then talk about the alleged injustices by the police. Brian Mansell claims that he was cheated out of Lego sets. The franchisor and the franchisee say that no one was cheated. There is no question that the consignment agreement was real. Brian did have the Legos at the Salem store. Video surveillance captured the day the store was seized. During that incident, Crystal told one of the new franchisees that there was a consignment agreement in place. She was told that this would be taken care of. This makes it seem like the new franchisees, or possibly the franchisor, were responsible. In my opinion, I believe that Brian probably was cheated out of the Legos, but there is no way to know for certain. Moving to the behavior of Ben Schneider. Ben certainly has the right to function as a journalist to expose the alleged wrongdoing in this case. He does not have the right, however, to break the law. There are many reasons to believe that Ben is being less than honest in his portrayal of the circumstances leading to the charges he is facing. For example, he allegedly admitted to the UPS delivery scheme involving the rubber ducks. He allegedly admitted the purpose of the scheme was to forge a contract that would allow him to trespass. During one interaction with the police, Ben said that he was with a process server who he just met that day. In reality, the person was his associate, Sierra. If Ben was actually unable to serve the lawsuit, he could have petitioned for alternative service. He was not compelled by the law to keep showing up at Joshua's house. Ben acted as though the raid on the Airbnb was solely about finding stolen Legos, but there was an arrest warrant for Ben at that time. He was going to be arrested either way for stalking. It did not matter what was found or not found in the house. It appears as though Ben lied about his shoulder being injured and lied about having an active warrant for his arrest. He was being dramatic. In my opinion, Ben is guilty of stalking and the other charges beyond a reasonable doubt. I think what happened in this case is that Ben latched on to a business dispute that had nothing to do with him in order to make content to be published on social media. There's nothing inherently wrong with that. Where Ben went wrong was the alleged harassment of Joshua Johnson. That did not help resolve the business dispute. It did not help Brian. It was just so Ben could glorify himself. Ben tried to avoid making himself look bad in his videos, but he did not try hard enough. He ended up documenting his own wrongdoing. Ben forgot that the right to remain silent includes the right not to record videos documenting your own potentially illegal activity. Even though I believe that Ben is guilty as charged, the police in American Fork did appear to be heavy-handed and biased during their interactions with him. Ben embarrassed himself to a great degree in order to embarrass them to a small degree. I'm not sure how that's a victory for Ben, but at least he wasn't the only one to look bad. Now moving to my final thoughts. Many pranksters on social media do not seem to understand how their model is not sustainable. Ben ended up being charged with 4 offenses to make his series on the LEGO dispute. At that rate, how is he going to continue making videos? Eventually, his calendar will look less like a content production plan and more like a pretrial services schedule. Ben is a disorganized prankster who wandered into a business dispute, mistook chaos for strategy, and confused attention with achievement. He wanted to expose a scandal, but mostly exposed his own inability to operate in the adult world without turning every interaction into a poorly planned stunt. Ben's career might end up being as fast-paced as his editing, and just as forgettable. He may believe that every controversy makes him more interesting, but eventually, what was once viewed as edgy content will start looking like a resume of poor judgment. Ben will no longer be regarded as a daring investigator, but rather as a grown man who is still trying to turn trespass warnings and arrests into a lucrative career. Those are my thoughts in the case of Ben Schneider. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.